This is Managing Mayhem,
brought to you by two lawyers and a layman.
Because good intentions are not a legal defense.
Wait, I'm sorry, they're not? Okay, well, let's get going then.
Hi, and welcome to Managing Mayhem, a workplace podcast released every 2 weeks. Each week, we cover a new topic to help HR managers and employees navigate the daily workplace mayhem. I'm Jeff.
I'm Patty.
I'm Jack, and they're the lawyers, and I'm the layman. And that's the word today.
That's always the word.
I know. So I'm like, but you never know if someone doesn't know. You know, they might need to know what I'm all about, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I learning today, attorneys?
All right. So today we're talking about how to handle an employee's helicopter spouse or significant other.
Okay. So is this is someone who's just over-involved, like a helicopter parent?
Yeah. Well, let's just say we're taking the phrase helicopter parent and we're coining our own term for the helicopter spouse.
Yeah.
And it's the over-involved meddling spouse.
And we will take payment every time it's used.
Right.
It's trademarked.
It was too hard to say helicopter significant other. Just didn't quite have the catch to it.
Yeah. But you get the gist of it.
Exactly. So there are plenty of times in which it's okay for an employer to talk to the spouse, obviously, of one of your employees.
If you see them on the street.
Yeah, like you don't have to ignore them.
No, it's Carl's wife. I'm not talking to her.
Okay, so let me distinguish between whether you want to talk to them and whether you can talk to them.
Yeah.
So we're obviously not talking about, you know, work social settings, like the holiday dinner party. You know, you can talk to the spouse of your employees.
Right.
The other situation where you would be reaching out or communicating with a spouse is when there's an emergency. You can't locate the person or they've been injured on the job. You know, we're not talking about those today, though. Those are the easy ones.
Okay. Right. Or when the spouse has been arrested.
Yeah. So in your parking lot.
But the reality is what happens, you know, so many times there's a spouse that has really good intentions and it starts out great. They're very helpful. They're getting you documents if you need it for medical or whatever. But then it slowly turns into
a nightmare.
Exactly. Yeah, it can quickly go from someone who's like really helpful and cool to someone who's like, have you guys ever seen that movie Obsessed with Beyonce?
No.
No.
That seems weird.
Is it like Fatal Attraction?
It's totally in the same genre as Fatal Attraction. All of those movies just are kind of flashing into my mind. Yeah. And also seems like a movie that you guys would like.
Well, those should be the same flashing lights you're having. Exactly. When all of a sudden a spouse is talking to you just in general. There should be some little obsessed lights going off it.
I think that any manager, supervisor, HR who has had to deal with a spouse that won't stop, they know exactly what we're talking about, because I think most have experienced that where it starts out nice and then it's like, oh my gosh, how do I detach myself from this person?
Right.
Her husband loves to call me. He is obsessed with me. Her husband's in love with me. I'm having an accidental affair with her husband.
You love me?
Okay, so in what situations do you mainly see that the helicopter spouse is going to action? They're like lifting off and then they're hovering.
Right. Well, I'd say there are two types of helicopter spouses. Yeah, the first one, they're the ones who want to help. They're well-intended.
They're the lifeline helicopter.
Right. They're like, we're getting involved. We're going to help get my husband from point A to point B.
Okay.
The second type is the one who's upset, who wants to complain about everything, and they're calling you because they're mad about the performance review that their wife got, or vacation time was denied, or anything, right? They're a little much more intense.
My husband deserves that promotion.
Yes.
Yeah. And they normally are loaded to bear after hearing one side of the story from their spouse, and they've usually had a few cocktails sometimes when they're calling.
8 p.m. and two martinis. Yes.
The other situation, beside workplace issues, is you sometimes get them calling with the awkward information, like calling to tell you that my wife is having an affair with your supervisor. What are you going to do about it?
Oh,
you know, I'm demanding answers. I want the truth. I want you to investigate it. So you do get that kind of upset, different than what Jeff's talking about, you know?
Yeah, the torpedoing effect of, hey, you should drug test Carl because I saw him doing meth the other day.
And Carl's my ex.
Right. And we're on a break right now, but I am PO'd.
And he's been doing a drug that rhymes with Seth. And you didn't hear it from me. Okay, so that's more Glenn Close vibes.
Right. Yes.
You're getting a dead animal right. on your desk.
Exactly.
Some that I've truly experienced, because we've been involved in discipline terminations at times with HR, but you see it a lot where an employee will actually ask for their spouse, or their spouse will want to be part of those meetings. Like they're entitled to counsel or something like that.
It's fantastic.
I think that where I see that, first of all, they're not even entitled to a real attorney, let alone a spouse representative at these hearings. They're not even hearings at these meetings. But I do think a lot of employees are afraid of confrontation that comes with what they view as a discipline, a written warning, or performance review. So they want to have their partner with them. And so it may be well-intended, but that's where that comes from. Yeah. They want that helicopter spouse there. You know, I need you on the wall. I want you on the wall.
Oh, that's crazy. Yes. There is also that option where you have the person who's very reliant on their spouse saying, I would like my spouse to be present for this conversation.
Mm-hmm. You get all of them.
There's a whole variety.
This is fun. Helicopter spouse. Yeah.
The most common situation I see, and Jeff, tell me if you do, is really the medical, where it starts out. Yeah. Let's say an employee's out on a leave of absence and they're sick. And so, yeah, the spouse is helping with getting documents that you need for implementing your leave policies, doctor's notes. And then all of a sudden, they're way over involved and the HR person doesn't know where to draw the line. That's one of the areas I see.
Right. And sometimes you see it, and this is obviously more serious, when there's a substance abuse problem and the spouse is letting you know they're back in rehab or out of rehab.
Okay.
Relapsed, you know, and that's always a concern. It, like Patty said, a lot of the times these are well intended to give you information.
That's not a Seth Rhymes with meth call. That's a, like, right, right. Letting you know why they're not there today.
Right.
You know?
And so definitely the most common situation that we see is the medical, because usually the employee is having some, initially they're having some difficulty or some barrier to get you what you need. So.
Right.
Okay. And that's okay. Is what you're saying, or no? Well,
it's okay to a limit, but then suddenly right. The employee saying, I will no longer speak to you. You will be speaking to my spouse. I will not right. respond to anything but a text message.
Spouse is saying, I'm not leaving your living room.
Yeah.
Why are you in my living room?
Good night.
And you have the spouse showing up at work and wanting to demand to see you. So you could see it's a very delicate line. What may start out is like, thank you for this information. Thank you for your good intentions. And then get out. get away.
It's if you give a mouse a cookie a little bit, you know, you've got to be a little bit careful.
You know, I didn't like when they may give a moose a muffin, because it's really just give a mouse a cookie book. I mean, that's
I've coffee. Never met a moose that even likes a muffin.
No.
Yeah.
They're not even interested.
They are angry swamp donkeys.
Okay, so what should the manager do? Can they actually talk to the spouse if it's not just social, like the uncomfortable chats at the Christmas party, or what?
Yeah, so first of all, it's not illegal to talk to the spouse, but it's also probably not the best practice. You don't want to get in the habit of talking to the spouse as the employee's representative. Quote,
as Jack has established, if you give a spouse a cookie.
Truly. They're going to want to get your home phone number.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So every situation is different, but there's truly no employee-employer relationship with the spouse. So you have no obligation to talk to that person whatsoever.
Hmm.
So that's really the boundary you want to draw, but for those exceptions.
Right.
Okay.
What I would do is, especially with medical, because that is an area where there are privacy considerations and there are FMLA, ADA laws. And so we want to make sure we're setting boundaries so we're complying with those medical privacy laws and respecting them. So it's okay to receive information, but don't be giving out medical information. Right. They may not want that spouse to have their medical information.
Hmm. Or their drug test results.
You don't know their relationship.
No.
And we want to comply with those acronyms. Whenever the acronyms come in, we're listening.
ADA, yes. FMLA.
ABC, ESPN.
Listen. Right. So what do the managers do when the spouse calls?
I would clearly set boundaries quickly and very directly and tell them, my relationship is with the employee, not with you, and I need you to respect that relationship, that my communications are going to be with the employee.
Yeah.
Simple.
And I don't know how you got my phone number.
Right.
Have the employee call me, you know, have the employee email me, but that's who I'm going to communicate with. This is not an emergency. This is not social. So I need you to have the employee contact me and communicate with me.
Exactly. And you sometimes see it when they call in for the employee when they're like absent, you know, or sick or something, or they're tardy, you know. It's like, the employee needs to call me. I don't need to talk to you.
They're a grown adult. They're not in the emergency room. They have car trouble. They need to call me. They have a cell phone.
Right. They got a hold of you, so they can call me. You can do it, you know, in a nice way, but you can also be direct when you have those conversations, because really it's the responsibility of the employee to talk to you directly.
Right.
It sounds also like there's a little bit of, even if someone is, a spouse is communicating appropriately, just to kind of keep your guard up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Don't get too comfortable.
Exactly.
Because then it can become weird. It can get weird.
Right. You can be nice. You can be cordial in all this communication, but I would keep it short and sweet.
Yeah.
And just redirect them.
Do you have to tell the employee that you even talk to their spouse if they call? Are you like obligated to, or is it a secret?
That's a great question. I would, because they may not even know their spouse called you. They may be mortified when they find out that the spouse is calling. They may be really upset saying, what the heck? And so I definitely would do it, Jeff.
I mean, I've thought about calling my wife's employer and and she would murder me. I'm 100% sure.
You'd be more in trouble with her.
Sure. Yeah, that would be problematic.
There'd be a missing husband's report.
Right.
Jack, I'm just curious, if you would, you tell the employee that you talked to the spouse?
I think I would for sure tell them, just because I would want to clear the air. Like, I would just not want there to be, like, I had some weird side private communication with your partner. I just, like, I feel like I'm having an affair.
Yeah, the reality is, when you definitely have to talk to the employee. I mean, that's, I think we can all advise that. But essentially, you just want to convey to them, hey, your spouse called. This is what they called about. And going forward, you need to be the person to come to me with whatever the issue is or whatever they're raising. Unless it's an emergency.
Straight up, like, you have to set the line. And last question for me is, like, what if it does start to get into fatal attraction territory and the spouse of the employee just continues to call you relentlessly?
Okay, well, at that point, you have to place the responsibility on the employee. I mean, if they can't get things under control and it's really having an impact on you, on productivity, I mean, they just shouldn't be calling. So you do need to explain and convey that to the employee, that there are going to be some repercussions if this continues. You know, I work with you, you work with me, your spouse does not work with us. This is becoming a distraction.
And also, I'm not going to disrupt my work, my staff's work, for someone who's continually calling us and haranguing us.
Right. It's massive time sinks. So here's some sample language you can use when you get to this point. Your husband is an employee here, and I won't be discussing personnel matters with him. The calls and emails are disruptive, and I want to be very clear with you that they need to stop. Mm. I can't keep you on staff if that means that your husband is going to harass me or others here. I value your work, but this is inappropriate behavior and disruptive.
Right.
So,
and this also applies even if the spouse works with you, because sometimes you have their coworkers that work there. You can have that big firewall, and you only discuss your employee issues with the employee. And so there's sometimes a sense of entitlement when they work together. And this applies in both situations.
That is even juicier.
Trickier.
When they're working together, because then there's a lot of overlap.
Yes. You know, you eventually might also need to send a cease and desist letter to the spouse, since it's unwelcome and potentially illegal behavior at some point. Harassment, stalking, parking out in front of your house. You contact legal for that.
Right. And obviously with the employee, you're going to get to the point of discipline, separating employment, if it is so disruptive to everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or you'll call the police. Or you'll call Beyonce, because she really defends her house and her family. Like, she takes that lady down.
There we go. There
stalker goes down. Spoiler. Okay. So to wrap this up, so essentially what you have to do is, you do not communicate with a spouse or just family members about any work-related matters, since they're not the employee, absent of just like the medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or again, like the holiday, just like social interaction.
Right.
Exactly.
And then make it clear to the employee that you're their communication point.
Yes.
And then don't be afraid to, unfortunately, ultimately discipline or terminate if it gets to the point where like the person is up in your business.
And we're not saying terminate the human being. We're saying terminate employment. No confusion here.
I don't think there was confusion, but now I'm confused.
Nobody was talking about murder.
I'm watching too many Dateline murder shows. Okay, so we've got this covered. Helicopter spouse, feel free to contact us if you have questions or need a cease and desist letter.
Literally.
Or just want to vent and tell us your nightmare story. We would love to hear it.
Just as a reminder, we have our FMLA webinar coming up March 12th, 2024, 10 to 11:30 a.m. So register soon, because isn't that tomorrow?
Right. And if you're listening to the pod, it's tomorrow. So register tomorrow. And we are giving a discount code. If you use HR Special 50, you get $50 off when you register. Ooh, so ooh. HR Special 50.
Good code.
Yeah. And we also do have the SHRM code for today. It is 26-EXP6F. That's 26-EXP6F.
Okay. Don't awesome. Give your spouse a cookie.
I did zone out during that. I was like, I don't know what he is saying.
I know. He is. He must be terminated.
Terminate him.
All right, guys. Have a great week. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right.
See you
in 2 weeks. Have a great week.
Bye.
See ya.
Managing Mayhem is presented by Management Northwest and Management Southwest and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without prior written consent. By listening to this podcast, you understand that we, or at least two of us, are lawyers, but we are not your lawyers. Therefore, nothing we say on the podcast should be taken as legal advice or considered to create an attorney-client relationship. It is solely